All right, so we're diving into some pretty fascinating research today about PFH and how it's shaking up our understanding of Pseudomonas aeruginosa infections, especially in folks with cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, it's really remarkable, actually. This September 2024 article from PNAS Nexus had some real head-scratchers, even for someone like me who's deep in this field.
I bet. Well, let's unpack it, starting with the basics for our listeners. What is it about PFH that makes it such a unique player in all of this?
Well, you see, a lot of people, they hear phage and they think bacteria killer, right? Like little ninjas taking down the enemy.
Right, the go-to weapon in the fight against infections.
Exactly. But PFH, well, it's not so straightforward. It's more of a, how should I put it? A long con kind of phage.
A long con. Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Tell me more about this phage's strategy.
It all comes down to this thing called lysogenic. Instead of just wiping out the bacteria, it actually inserts its own genetic material into the bacteria's DNA.
Oh, wow. So it's like it becoming part of the system, playing the long game.
Precisely. It integrates itself, becomes a silent partner in the bacteria's operations. And this is where biofilms come into play, which, as you know, are already a major headache.
Oh, tell me about it. These bacterial fortresses are notoriously difficult to penetrate.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. Postphage doesn't just exist peacefully within these biofilms. It actually remodels them. Think about it this way. Imagine taking a tangled mess of, let's say, headphones and then perfectly organizing them like a stack of bricks.
Okay, I'm starting to see where you're going with this.
That's essentially what PFage does. It transforms the entire biofilm matrix into this incredibly organized structure, something called a liquid crystal.
Hold on, liquid crystals.
Yeah.
Now that sounds like something you'd find in a high-tech device, not a bacterial community.
I know, right? It's wild. But it's that structural change that makes the biofilm even stronger, even stickier. Imagine trying to break through that. It's like PFage is giving Pseudomonas this impenetrable shield.
So not only is this phage going incognito within the bacteria itself, but it's also fortifying their defenses. Talk about a double whammy.
It's a recipe for a persistent infection, that's for sure. And the story doesn't end there. This research also digs into how PFage messes with our body's very own defense system, the mucociliary transport system.
Right, and this system is essential for keeping our airways clear, especially in the lungs.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You have these tiny little escalators in your airways, constantly moving mucus and any trapped gunk upwards and out.
Our own personal cleaning crew working around the clock.
Mm.
So how does PFage affect these hardworking escalators?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. Imagine the escalator motor is still running, but something's interfering with the steps themselves.
So PFage is like, yeah, the escalator can run, but good luck moving anything on it. How does it even pull that off?
Well, what they found is that PFage actually creates this tangled, webby structure within the mucus itself.
So it's messing with the consistency of the mucus, making it even harder to move.
Precisely. Imagine that escalator we were talking about, but instead of smooth metal stairs, it's trying to move through, oh, I don't know, a big vat of molasses. Everything just gets gummed up.
Oh, that's a recipe for trouble. Especially for people with cystic fibrosis who already deal with thick mucus.
Exactly, and this is where it gets even more interesting. They looked at how all of this plays out in the presence of CFTR modulators.
Those are the newer drugs that have been a game changer for cystic fibrosis, right? They help to thin out that thick mucus.
You got it, but here's the kicker. Even with CFTR modulators doing their job, PFage still finds a way to throw a wrench in things.
Really? So even with the medication, PFage is still making it tough for the mucus to clear out?
Unfortunately, yeah. The study found that the mucus clearance just wasn't as effective, even with the medication present.
Wow, that's huge. It really speaks to just how persistent these Pseudomonas infections can be, especially in the context of cystic fibrosis. I mean, we thought we were tackling this from all angles, and now we see this whole other layer.
It really highlights how complex these infections can be, and it definitely raises some important questions about treatment strategies going forward.
For sure. Like, if these findings hold true in humans, could we actually target PFage itself as a way to improve treatment outcomes?
It's definitely a question worth exploring. I mean, CFTR modulators are still crucial, but this research opens up a whole new avenue for potentially enhancing their effectiveness.
Right. It's not about replacing existing treatments, but maybe finding ways to make them even better by addressing this phage activity.
Exactly. And it speaks to the importance of understanding the underlying mechanisms of these infections. We can't just focus on the bacteria. We have to consider these other players like phages.
Absolutely. This research is like a giant flashing sign saying, hey, there's more to this story than we thought.
It's true. And speaking of uncovering more to the story, there are some important limitations to keep in mind with this particular study.
Right, like we've just scratched the surface here.
Exactly. And one thing that really jumped out at me is, well, they mentioned that they only compared phage to a handful of other phages, right?
Yeah,
So what if this whole liquid crystal thing, what if that's unique to phage? What if that's its secret weapon, you know?
Oh, like a superpower that gives Pseudomonas this edge in creating these really stubborn infections.
Precisely. It would definitely explain a lot, wouldn't it? I mean, if it's the only one that can pull off this liquid crystal trick.
Wow. And this might even go way beyond just cystic fibrosis.
Right.
What if this is happening in other chronic infections too? We just haven't looked for it yet.
Now you're talking. That's what's so exciting about this kind of research. It's like this one little phage, this PF phage, has opened up this whole new world of possibilities.
It really makes you rethink how we view these persistent infections. And maybe, just maybe, it could point us towards new treatment strategies in the future.
Absolutely. It highlights just how much we still don't know, but in a good way, you know? It's like we've stumbled upon this huge mystery and now we get to piece it all together.
Well, I think it's safe to say this deep dive has lived up to its name. We've gone way beyond the surface here.
I couldn't agree more. It's amazing what you can uncover when you really start digging into the research, isn't it?
That's for sure. Well, thanks for joining me on this fascinating journey into the world of P. phage. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.